slated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Danny Vieira. And Danny, I want you to introduce yourself to our audience, and what are we going to be talking about specifically? Are we going to be talking about the geopolitical situation or health?
Good morning, Stan. I have a ministry, self-supporting ministry in California that I've been doing since about 1993 called Modern Manna. And I'm an author. I've written a number of books. One sold 3 million copies and was in 7 languages. I wrote a new one called The Final Inquisition, and I'm doing a library series on little health books. And I think the latest one is part of the subject that we should talk about today, and it's called Preparing for the Coming Crisis. I've been on television. I had a national infomercial that was a blockbuster on health products a few years ago. I'm an evangelist, travel all over the country speaking on health. In fact, we're doing a big convention coming up in a couple weeks in Fiji. And we should be able to enlighten a number of people there, hundreds of people, in regards to current events. So, you know, we're very active in alternative healing. I run a lifestyle center called Bella Vita Lifestyle Center, where people come with all types of diseases and illnesses, and we do a detoxification program and a rebuilding, regeneration of their body organs, and educate people how they can heal themselves without drugs. And so I'm very active in health and the gospel, Stan.
Well, two important subjects, but you go right ahead.
Well, I believe that Jesus is coming soon. And I put together a presentation at our last Health and Healing Crusade, which just finished this last week. And it was called Health Reform and the Second Coming. And, you know, the Bible gives us a great picture, an awesome picture of the Second Coming of Christ. You know, to quote a couple of scriptures, Matthew 24:27 says, "For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." In Mark chapter 13, it says, "Men will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and he'll send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of earth to the ends of heaven." And Revelation 1:7 says, "Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him." So, the second coming of Christ is going to be quite a spectacle. And some of the signs that Jesus predicted would precede his second coming as he sat on the Mount of Olives, and his disciples says, ask them the question, when shall these things be and what shall be the sign of your coming? And he prophesied of wars and rumors of wars. You know, I was just reading in the newspaper, you know, this morning on Fox News, I believe, that was talking about Obama, you know, sending 80 I think it was $800 million to Syria. You know, then $60 to $100 million it's going to cost taxpayers to go to fund his trip to Africa that's coming up. And so I thought about the tension in Israel, the tension in Iran, the tension in Syria. And it says, "Nation shall rise up against nation. There shall be famines." He prophesied there would be pestilences. And he said there would be earthquakes. So in my latest little book, Preparation for the Coming Crisis, I talk about the increase of natural disasters as one of the great signs that Jesus is soon to come. We recently had one of the worst catastrophes with Hurricane Sandy that just demolished, you know, the East Coast with New York and New Jersey. We remember that catastrophe. 2005, we had Hurricane Katrina. 2009, we had another hurricane that cost the United States $29 billion in damage. 2010, a 7.0 earthquake hit Haiti. In 2011, one of the top five largest earthquakes in the world struck Japan, 15,000 deaths from that. And certainly we're seeing that these natural disasters are increasing. Earthquakes are increasing. Pestilences are increasing, what I call modern day diseases. And also when we read about the famines, some people don't realize it, but you know, there are many, many children that are still dying, you know, of starvation. So Jesus gave some very powerful warnings. He also said in Matthew 24, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For in that day, that was before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark and knew not, until the flood came and took them all away. And then he says these profound words, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. So we see that life will be going on as usual, and just as it was in the days of Noah, that the world is unprepared for the coming of Christ right now. We look at them eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. But I also like to point out that in Luke chapter 21, he gives a very, very pointed warning to the inhabitants of the earth. And he says, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so the day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Well, the word surfeiting and drunkenness actually is defined as feeding and drinking to excess. In other words, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is prophesying that in the last days prior to his coming, there would be a problem with overconsumption of food and drink on a global scale, a global scale. He said it will affect all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Now, surprisingly to people, there are currently in 2005, the Center of Disease Control said there was 1.6 billion overweight adults in the world. By 2015, the number is going to be 2.3 billion overweight adults in the world.
Hold that thought, Danny. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest Danny Vieira, talking about health issues, and certainly one of the problems with obesity, certainly the sedentary lifestyle can be devastating for people. Go right ahead, Danny.
Yes, Stan, where I was talking about is, this is amazing, but in an historical first, there are now as many overnourished people as undernourished around the world. There was an article in National Geographic 2004 where it was showing that we have more overnourished people than undernourished people. And surprisingly, that the Chinese population, there's 39% of the Chinese population that's now overweight or obese. And two-thirds of Americans in our country are overweight, one-third of our children. And this is alarming. The standard American diet, I mean, in this, I can say that, you know, McDonald's plans to open a restaurant in China every day for the next 3 to 4 years. So we're seeing the standard American diet set up in other cultures and other countries around the world. And the disease rate is skyrocketing proportionately. So I bring this out with current events because it's very important, because I think that eating and drinking to excess is a prevailing sin in this world today, especially within our country. Now, when I think of the great controversy battle between good and evil, between Christ and Satan, the devil certainly wants to destroy as many of mankind as possible, but his attack is on their bodies, and through polluting their bodies or feeding them high-fat diet, let's say, and their sedentary lifestyle, their minds become benumbed and foggy, and their judgment is perverted. Now, if you look back at the time of Noah, you look at Sodom, you look at the situation in Babylon, you find that this is going to be repeated before the coming of Christ. Again, that this prevailing sin of gluttony and drunkenness benumbs the moral sensibilities of the inhabitants, such as in Sodom. But what alarms me today is as that we pervert our judgment with our diet that the majority of our people are consuming here, I believe the intensity of evil is going to increase. And, you know, I wrote in my presentation that there's another prophecy in Luke 17, and now I'll get to the nitty-gritty of what I want to present today. But it says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And the next slide that I showed in my presentation on health reform and the second coming, as I was tying in the prevailing sin of the day was overeating and overdrinking and how it benumbs the moral sensibilities of the mind. This is where God's going to seal us, in our foreheads. All right, we're sealed unto the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians. But today we see gay marriages, and we see that this is going to the Supreme Court. We see the President of the United States, Barack Obama, proud because we have a basketball player who comes forward and announces that he is gay, and this was the Jason Collins basketball player. There's a story about that where Michelle tweeted that we've got your back. And I'm a little bothered by this, very bothered, in the sense that we have, you know, the massacre at Fort Hood. we have the Benghazi cover-up here, where Ambassador Stevens and the Marines are massacred, and you have a president that's not looking out for the back of our soldiers, but he's looking out for the back of a gay basketball player that comes forward and says he couldn't be prouder of him. And so I find within our country today that things are very backwards, but I find that just as Jesus prophesied that they would be marrying and giving in marriage, you know, we have a president of the United States that's promoting sodomy, because this originated in Genesis 19, 1 through 11, according to the Bible. But when you look at sodomy, remember, this is anal or oral copulation with a member of the same or the opposite sex, and usually you think of anal sex. And so I was looking up on the Internet some of the definitions, but this was very interesting to me. It said the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear Lawrence versus Texas, a challenge to the Texas law that criminalizes sodomy. And then it asked the question, what exactly is sodomy? The exact definition varies from state to state, but sodomy has been broadly defined as a sexual crime against nature, a phrase echoed by then Chief Justice Warren Burger in 1986 when the Supreme Court upheld a Georgia anti-sodomy law at Bowers versus Hardwick. So I find this interesting that the ex-Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice Warren Burger in 1986 says that it is a crime against nature. Well, let me read you what the Bible says in Romans chapter 1. For this cause God gave them up unto their vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. I believe the Supreme Court Justice, the ex-Supreme Court Justice Warren Burger, was taking the words right from Scripture, because Romans chapter 1 uses the identical words that it's a crime against nature. The Bible says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind, who knowing the judgment of God, that they that commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You know, my message is that, yes, God loves everyone unconditionally. But I believe that the message of the hour should be calling people to repentance, because we don't want to see anyone lost because of their sins. But in this case of men loving men and women loving women, the Bible says that that's a reprobate mind. And a reprobate mind, if you go to the original Greek word for reprobate in the New Testament, it's adokimos, which literally means unapproved, rejected, or immoral. And in the Free Dictionary, it's defined a reprobate as morally unprincipled, shameless, and rejected by God. So here we are living in these last days, right before Jesus comes, where there's overindulgence, as he prophesied, surfeiting and drunkenness. The moral judgment of people has been benumbed. Their minds are benumbed. The clarity of their minds has been impaired. And now you have the state of affairs and the condition where homosexuality and gay marriages is going before the Supreme Court of the United States while they want to take in God We Trust off our money. And you have a president of the United States that at a time when we're suffering financially, trying to cut back on government spending, we'll spend $100 million to go to Africa. You know, I'm appalled by what I see going on. I'm appalled what I saw in Benghazi. I'm appalled at Mount Hood. I'm appalled when I see more sympathy going for the Muslims than the Christians. You know, and I'm very appalled that the state of affairs is not being addressed. And as a Christian and as a minister of the gospel, I want to see people saved. I want to see people turn from their wickedness and find the Lord. But on the other hand, We have the nation's largest Lutheran denomination electing its first homosexual bishop. And so what does God think of all of this that's transpiring within our world today? You know, there's gay and lesbian Seventh-day Adventists, a kinship group that provides a safe spiritual and social community to lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgenders, and intersex. This is incredible that the church is now functioning churches under the banner of homosexuality and appoints as its bishops homosexuals into the clergy. Now, Jesus warned of this. He said it would be as the time of Sodom, and they would marry and be given in marriage. So Stan, my passion right now is that before Jesus came to this earth the first time, God sent the forerunner of Christ, who was John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was a very plain-spoken man who laid the axe to the root of the tree, and he called sin by its right name because Christ was coming. He was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And I like to bring this out. Think of the world filled with gluttony right now and drunkenness. Well, here comes the forerunner of Christ, who an angel, in fact, it was the angel Gabriel, straight from the throne of God, gave his parents a message on temperance and said he is not to drink wine or any strong drink. So contrary to the dietary habits of the United States of America, the forerunner of Jesus was living a very temperate lifestyle, or a diet of and a lifestyle of self-control, where he's practicing self-control. And why would he say don't give him any strong drink or don't give him any alcohol? Because there wasn't to be anything put into his body that would affect the clarity of his mind. Just as Daniel and his three friends in the courts of Babylon, when they were offered the king's meat and the king's drink, they refused. They wouldn't take anything into their body that would affect the clarity of their mind. Now, I'm an ex-alcoholic. I know exactly what alcohol does to the mind. I would go to the bars on every Friday night and try to buy a young lady a drink or two because I know it would affect her moral judgment. So the angel Gabriel, straight from the throne of God, is coming to tell the parents of John the Baptist, don't give him anything that's going to affect with the clarity of his mind, because I have chosen this man to go and to prepare the way of the Lord. And he came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. And I believe in this fearful time, Stan, just before Christ is to come the second time, God's faithful preachers will have to bear a still more pointed testimony than that which was borne by John the Baptist. See, intemperance or lack of self-control, especially in dietary habits, in alcohol, in drugs, has beclouded the faculties of many, that Satan has almost complete control of them. This is quoting from a book called The Great Controversy, page 586. It says, jurists are perverted, bribed, deluded, drunkenness and revelry, passion, envy, dishonesty of every sort are represented among those who administer the laws. The Bible says justice stands afar off, for truth has fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. That's Isaiah 59, verse 14. And so, you know, in my presentation that I did this past weekend, I showed pictures of the Twin Towers, September 11, 2001, and what followed, the Patriot Act. You know, and Obama says today, you can't have 100% security and also have 100% privacy. But the problem is it really the radical Muslims that are the target? Or is that basically a false flag in some respects? Because I believe that the patriots and God are the citizens of the United States. Anybody who is in a conservative position is a target, a possible threat. as Obama looks upon him and the government of our state today. I see the lawmakers in a stupor. The Republican Party, where is anyone saying anything? I said to someone the other day, if you could fill a stadium with people to watch fake wrestling, we are beclouding the minds of Americans that they're believing one thing when it's contrary to the laws of God.
Hold that thought, Danny. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Danny Vieira here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Danny Vieira. Danny, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with your ministry, how they could reach you if they'd like to?
Yes, the best way is they can. Our website is www.modernmanna, that's with two N's, just like the manna in the Bible, modernmanna.org, or they can email me. In fact, I wanted to offer a free book, my new free book, Preparation for the Coming Crisis. These are little pocketbooks that are easy reads. But if they would email me, we'll try to send one out, at least in this country, if they email me at danny@modernmanna.org, just Danny for Danny Vieira, danny@modernmanna.org, and request my new free book, Preparation for the Coming Crisis. We'll try to get one out to people today, Stan.
Well, just for the sake of the interest, what is in this book? How do people prepare for this coming crisis?
Well, you know, here's the deal that I'm getting at, that I know our rights of privacy are being violated. The other day, and I'm telling you the truth, I came out of the fitness center. I'm very much in the physical fitness and keeping my body in shape because I know there's a war on. That I came out and I looked up and a drone was flying over me on a car, in my car. I looked up and I go, what is that? It was the first one I'd ever seen. And then a week later, I'm out with my wife. We're out on a date. We're driving home. We're in the country. We come to a stop sign, and this was nighttime. And another drone's flying over my car. And then the other night, about 5-6 days ago, my stepson's out in the pasture out in our country home, and he said there was one flying over our property. And what my book's about is I know our rights of privacy are being violated. I know we're being spied on, you know, the National Security Agency through the Internet, through our phones. You know the story as well as I do. But I'm very concerned right now because people are not ready for what is about to hit this earth. And this, if this message that Christ gave of eating and drinking is true, my little book, you asked, is about the story of Daniel and how he protected his mind. He ate a very simple diet when he was held captive in Babylon. And what I do in this book is warn people about the things that can affect their mind, as fluoride, as excitotoxins, as nicotine, as amphetamines, as caffeine, as alcohol, and gluttony. So the book is all about warning people about the dangers of foods and substances and things like alcohol that are going to affect the clarity of their mind. And the book is very much about the story of Daniel. Because if you look at that story, in 10 days, he says, look at our faces and look at those that eat the king's meat and drink his wine, and then deal with your servants as you see. And so at our lifestyle center, people come for 10 days because it's biblical. And in 10 days, by juicing, by detoxification, by eating living foods, my wife is a raw chef. She's a 10-year cancer survivor. She's also very well-trained and works with the Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine in their Food for Life program. We also have a program, Now Eat Your Rainbows, for children, to educate children on the proper dietary habits that will keep their minds clear. I believe this issue of eating and drinking is so huge that the Christian, the body of Christ in the Christian world, is ignorant in when it comes to dietary habits and how important this is for their minds to be clear. You've got to have clear minds in this last day, and the devil's doing everything he can to pervert it. Let me just read you a little couple little statements here. Let's take alcohol. It's a drug that works directly on the central nervous system. It kills more male teenagers and young men than any other drug taken to affect mood and behavior, more than heroin, cocaine, and marijuana. Men fight more, drive more recklessly, engage in more risky behaviors. Alcohol puts one at a greater risk for sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies. It kills brain cells, damages the liver, causes cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure. And one alcoholic drink per day increases a woman's risk of developing cancer. And that was reported by the lead researcher, Naomi Allen, from the Cancer Epidemiology Unit at the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom. And that was called the Million Woman Study. But if you look at overeating, think of the people going through the drive-through windows, gorging on the carcasses of dead animals. You know, and I want to say one thing about that, because that's one of my pet peeves. You got mad cow disease with the prions that eats holes in the brain. You got Monsanto and aspartame that causes lesions in the brain. You have a high-fat American diet that's high in saturated fat that impairs circulation to the brain. You have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in children that can be caused by pesticides and chemicals that's poured out in billions of pounds on our foods today. even monosodium glutamates added to the crops to flavor enhance them because they're picked when they're not ripe. You have the devil's arsenal trying to affect the clarity of the mind. That's his attack. He'll do it through the body. He'll do it through drugs. He'll do it through television. He'll do it through pornography. He'll do what through narcotics, anything that he can to affect the clarity of the mind, because this is where God's going to seal the people. But when it comes to food, I believe the body of Christ needs to wake up. Let me read from my little book that I'm offering free today. Gluttony is the prevailing sin of the age. Lustful appetite makes slaves of men and women, beclouds their intellects, stupefies their moral sensibilities to such a degree that the sacred, elevated truths of God's word are not appreciated. It is not necessary to drink alcohol in order to be intemperate. The sin of intemperate eating, eating too frequently, too much of rich, unwholesome food, destroys the healthy action of the digestive organs, affects the brain, and can pervert the judgment, preventing rational, calm, healthy thinking and acting. Therefore, in order for the people of God to be in an acceptable state with Him, where they can glorify Him in their body and their spirits, which are His, they must, with interest and zeal, deny the gratification of their appetites and exercise temperance in all things. So Satan specifically attacks the nervous system in his effort to weaken both the body and mind, because he knows that the two are connected. So Jesus warned of intemperance in the last day. Again, he said, don't let yourselves be overcharged with surfeiting, an abundance of food, drunkenness, an abundance of drink, and the cares of this life. And then he says these words, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. So why did Daniel's temperate lifestyle give him victory in Babylon? Because he wasn't taking anything into his body to affect his mind. So now you have the Twin Towers. Now you have the Patriot Act. In 2007, Obama proclaims that he would put an end to all forms of spying on citizens not suspected of a crime, while the Associated Press is targeted by the Justice Department.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Danny Vieira.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well done. Dr. Stan here, and our special guest this morning, and please go right ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, Dr. Stan, I really want to appeal to our listeners today. Please listen to what I'm saying. This is so important for all the Christians listening today that are familiar with the story of the book of Daniel. Chapter 1 was a test on diet. Then there was two greater tests that came. These greater tests also had with them death decrees. We have the test in Daniel chapter 3, where they were told that they had to bow down to the image that Nebuchadnezzar had erected, the golden image, or they would be thrown into a fiery furnace. In Daniel chapter 6, Daniel's thrown into a lion's den. And if you look at the issues at hand, it had to do with the laws of Babylon. They were to bow down to the image. But why wouldn't the Hebrews do that? Because the law of God was in their hearts, and they would not bow down to graven images. In Daniel 6, he was not to pray to any other god but to King Darius. Daniel had the first commandment in his heart that I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. He would not bow down to the laws of Babylon. And what do you have progressing today? You have the Department of Justice. They obtain secretly, 2 months of telephone records of the reporters and editors from the Associated Press. You have the IRS right now. You know, they went in and they targeted the Tea Parties and the conservative groups. You have the Benghazi cover-up. And now you have the NDAA, the National Defensive Authorization Act, that President Obama has the right through executive order to go in and detain anybody, a United States citizen, under suspicion of terrorism, and to detain him without due process or without trial. So the handwriting's on the wall. And I see from the story of Daniel that it has to do with the laws of the land again. And Daniel would not conform. If they weren't going to conform, they were thrown into a fiery furnace. They were thrown into a lion's den. It was a death decree. And if you go to Revelation chapter 13, you find again that if we do not worship the beast, if we do not worship the image of the beast, the Bible is very clear that you will be killed. This is just a parallel to what happened in the time of Babylon with God's faithful souls, with Daniel and his friends. They would not bow down to the laws of the land when they contradicted and they were against, contrary to God's commandments. And so we're going to have a repeat in history. And with this president who I see, yes, we have a tyrannical form of government forming, and you have what? You have a dictatorship. And I see, as with Nebuchadnezzar, as with Darius, you have President Obama again. And I believe when I saw the Boston Marathon, you know, this was amazing to me that there was martial law. I watched like a dress rehearsal. They forced the lockdown of the city, militarized police riding tanks in the streets, door-to-door armed searches without a warrant. Families were thrown out of their homes at gunpoint to be searched without probable cause. Businesses were forced to close. Transportation was shut down. You know, and so you have the NSA collecting phone records, a million of Verizon customers. Can't you see what's coming? I believe that God's true people need to take an opposite course from the world. We should be exercising. We should be eating a good, healthy diet. You know, I have 5 children, never been to the doctor in their lives. My children have not used drugs. My children have not had vaccinations. My children are healthy. They're strong. I've raised them to follow God's, what I call God's health program. And, you know, if you take one word, just think of this today, listeners, the word new start, new start. This is a word used by a alternative healing place called Weimar. And they have a lifestyle center, but take it as an acronym today. The N is for nutrition. The E is for exercise. The W is for water. new start. Now the S is for sunshine, the T for temperance, the A for air, the R for rest, and the T is trust in divine power. This is what my book's about. My little book, Preparation for the Coming Crisis, that I'll give you free if you email me at danny@modernmanna.org, will send you out a copy of my new book, Preparation for the Coming Crisis. I'd like to see it in the hands of everybody possible on this earth. We gave out 1,000 of them at my last meeting to people because I want to see God's people, God's elect, fortified and in health with clear minds because he's ready to come and seal them in their foreheads. And so we need to be God's elite fighting force, his patriots of his spiritual army today that are ready for this battle of Armageddon that's coming because they're invading our privacy. They're watching us. I mean, I just got a newsletter from Tex Mars that's pretty interesting on military robots. Can you believe it? Military robots. While we have an administration in this country today that says that it's the most transparent administration in history, while they're trampling on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, with PDD 51 and the new executive order giving Obama dictator power. Can you believe it? Roman dictators were allocated absolute power during times of emergency, and this is what Obama is doing. You got drones flying overhead in our country today. Three of them I saw and my children saw just in the last month. But military robots, this was amazing. The boys and girls at Defense are spending over $127 billion on a project known as Future Combat Systems, and a good part of the money has gone for hunter-killer robot systems. These are assault robots designed to search for, identify, and kill enemies. Big Brother is developing the most deadly array of robotic weapons ever conceived, and scientists and engineers at Top Secret Weapons Laboratory have been given almost unlimited funds to do their dirty work. They can now guarantee that resistors will be hit by irresistible deadly force from thousands of drones, nanorobot swarms, and menacing robot hordes.
We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Talk to you again sometime real soon. Bye-bye. God bless.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that I believe we're moving into a period of major crisis. I'm not certain exactly the type of crisis, but certainly one of them, I fear, will be certainly the destruction of the infrastructure of our society and doing away with our availability of electricity. And if you have not yet heard our 4 CD set on the danger of an EMP attack and or of the DVD we have on the danger of a DVD attack, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's the danger of an EMP attack, either the 4 CD set or the DVD. You must understand that the people on the other side have a major plan. At the present time, of course, the only thing that's keeping our economy going is massive expenditure of funds. They're putting out $85 billion every month, certainly buying up mortgages. They're either government mortgages or private mortgages. But you can't keep doing that indefinitely. They're just creating the money out of nothing. And if they stop doing it, the economy collapses. If they continue doing it, why, we have inflation and the economy collapses. And so it's just a matter of time before they come up with an alternative, and I feel that alternative is going to be simply the destruction of the structure of our society. Under any circumstances, I hope that many of you will want to get the DVD or the 4-tape set or both of them together and begin making your plans accordingly to protect yourself and your family. And then, of course, we hope that if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you want to get a copy. And they're all available, of course, by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out certainly of 5 hours a day on well over 50 radio stations and outlets, trying to get people educated about the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged today. And, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters on a regular basis. You can get the health products that we offer, and certainly we have a wonderful treatise of Lizabo that will help you get the various medical products you should have, health products. And if you'd like to get a list of the health products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we carry Miracle 2 soap products. We carry Berkey products. We even have a list, certainly, of other products that are available through Radio Liberty. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. The girls send them out to you. But we're moving into a period of where the America we've known is not going to exist. The average individual can't believe that. I mean, life goes on as it always has, apparently. But unfortunately, from the economic point of view, our nation is bankrupt. From the moral point of view, our nation is bankrupt. And the America that I grew up in no longer exists. And you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, to read and understand the things that are going on, to listen to our radio programs. I also need to get the various books that we have available. That's radioliberty.com. And you can reach us at 800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow morning at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. and we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give